This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Democrats at the state capitol have introduced several bills aimed at reducing health costs. CPR's John Daly reports.
Among the measures are proposals to reduce premiums, increase hospital profit transparency, and reduce prescription drug costs. Claudia Curry Hill spoke in support of a bill dealing with the Prescription Drug Affordability Board. She says she stopped taking some medications for MS because copays for them went up dramatically after she and her husband switched to Medicare.
The simple truth was we couldn't afford it. We had already downsized our home to get ready for retirement.
A spokesman for Republicans said they hadn't yet read through the bills. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado College says it won't participate in the annual Best Colleges rankings from U.S. News and World Report. School President Elsong Richardson says the way the report measures colleges goes against the school's values of fostering creativity and equity.
U.S. News continues to equate academic excellence and quality with high school rank and standardized test scores. We don't believe in that.
Several other top-rated schools have also said they're not participating in the rankings. And rising interest rates are putting a dent in home values around Denver. That's according to a report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Last month, the median price for a home fell about 2% compared to last year to just over $562,000. Snow will continue for the northern mountains today. This is CPR News and KRCC.